listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. The More Music Radio Pod is going to start any moment now. Just give us a little bit of time. We'll be getting started any moment now. So how's everybody doing out there that's tuning in right now, from your computers? This is Nicholas, and I'm the soundboard operator here at Skid Row Studios. And I'll just talk to you guys for a little bit. Hopefully you all had a good day, took care of your business, or had some fun, whatever it is you decided to do. Today, I just played guitar and just kicked back at home. And now here I am at the studio. The host of the show should be here any moment now, so I'm just killing some time until they get here, just talking to you guys. Usually I don't talk. I'm back here on the mixing board, but I don't know. They're not here yet, so today I decided to just go ahead and talk to you guys and waste a little bit of time. Wow, this is really odd because I'm like pretty much just talking to myself and hoping whoever is listening right now thinks it's funny or is going, "What the hell is wrong with this guy? What's going on over there? Why isn't the show started yet?" But I assure you that it'll be starting pretty soon. So just give us a little bit of time. Let me see. What else could I talk about? Yeah, hold on. Just one second. Yeah, so, anybody want to call in right now and talk? Our number is, hold on, Chess, one second while I pull up that phone number. Hold on. All right, our number is 1-800-893-9562. Once again, 1-800-893-9562. So if anybody wants to call in, they can talk to me. I'm here. I'm the only one at the studio. You can just talk to me. We can talk over the air, kill some time and whatnot. Hopefully talk about some funny stuff, stuff that is absolute nonsense, doesn't make any sense at all. I've never really done this before, so I'm kind of thinking of stuff to talk about. I don't have too many topics, because once again, it's like, just talking to myself and stuff is, kind of what it's like. Pretty funny, but, I don't know, let's see, maybe I, maybe someone could call in, or maybe I could play some music to kill some time. Let me see. Yeah, maybe I'll play a song over the air. You can just listen in, whoever is out there listening through their computers. So hold on just one second. Just one second. Hold on. What do you guys feel like hearing? I think I'm going to play a little bit of some Sonic Youth. What do you guys think? You like Sonic Youth out there? Call in if you like Sonic Youth and tell me how much you like them, or we can just talk about music or anything. Be pretty fun. All right, let's see. Let me cue up a song. Hold on. Started the show. Alright, so we got Vince here now.
Welcome to the More Music Radio Pod with your new host, Nicholas Chacon. Alright. Yeah.
Vince is here now, so he's gonna We're go live. Ahead and do the
You gotta
show
turn I don't know if it's your thing, but I can barely hear you, man. Do you have your thing going on? Or you use your style is like kind of like just smooth jazz kind of style,
can
right?
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm. That sounds right. Better. Good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Long
how
time no see.
Yeah, how you been?
Been all right, man. It looks like the parking is all full, and we were talking to our friend, the parking lot attendant.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had to leave my keys and shit.
Yeah, I've just been here.
Hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Anybody call in?
No. Actually, I went ahead and said the number, and I said, call in, let's talk about music or whatever while we wait for...
I think that's a better show, man, almost. You should just take over the whole shit.
Nah, not even.
It'll be the More Music Radio Pod with Nick. All right.
Yeah, dude, yeah. So, yeah, here we are now.
Yeah, we're here, man.
Yeah.
So, I'm always late, but I'm never the latest, and Dan isn't here yet, right? I was hoping Dan would be here, like, the last time, and he would start off the show and shit.
No.
What were you playing, man? I can't wait to hear the replay.
I was playing some Sonic Youth.
Oh, okay,
some
cool.
Some Sonic Youth, and I heard it in the speakers in the where the couch is, in the waiting area.
Right.
And... I didn't hear it in the control room like I usually do, but I mean, I figured that it was going, you know, through the air besides me talking. So I was just killing some time talking, waiting for one of you to get here. I was just saying, hey, if anyone wants to call in, go ahead and call in, or all right, how's everyone's day going? Just stuff like that, man. Mm-hmm.
Nobody called in, though?
No, not yet. I hope someone calls in.
Bunch of punks, man.
I know.
Maybe we should send out like a message or something saying that, you know, hey, you know what? We're here. The show is going on. Call in. Talk to us. New host, Nick, from you know, the new host of the More Music Radio Pod new is host, here, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's going to be a good show. Call in.
Call
Let's
in.
Talk about music. Let's talk about all this stuff, man.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's all good. We're both here. The show will proceed as normal.
All right. Well, you ready to start the show, man?
Yeah, let's start the show.
All right. Let's get this shit started.
All right.
Boom. All right. Here it goes.
Here we go.
Yeah.
For many years, goddammit. And it's really indeed a pleasure to be back together with him on the stage again. Excuse me, Willis, thank you. Sometimes you just gotta do a song about consensual rape.
From downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on SkidRowStudios.com or SkidRow.LA if you're, you know, old school like me, an old head.
Yep.
How you doing, Nick?
Pretty good. How you doing, dude?
Doing all right. Hey, you took that thing down too fast again. We need to have the music in the background.
Bring it back up.
Yeah, bring it back up, man. There's nobody here. I ain't got nothing to say, man. Well, Skid Row Studios is back up on the back in action, right? We're doing live shows again, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not like I got like a lot to say, man. I mean, we've been well, you know, actually we have been busy.
Yeah.
You know, I guess since there's a radio show tonight, I should talk about that stuff, right?
Yeah.
We had a show fall through on us this last Friday. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about that.
In downtown, right? That spot. And they said...
Our band, The Mormons, and the David Liebehart Band, and the Kids of Whitney High, and let's see, Sassafras, and Fuckass and the Grease Patrol. We were all supposed to play over at the Belasco Basement, right?
Yeah.
We had that show, and it just didn't work out, man. It fucking sucked.
I know. I read about that. That's terrible. It sounds like that. It
made me sad. I was so bummed out, man.
That's kind of a bogus excuse.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of that band, Kids of Whitney High, and they've played a lot of places.
They're cool,
It's like seemed like they were...
Yeah, you know, and we got some good news too. Speaking of the Kids of Whitney High, and I want to talk about that more when we get back. Hopefully, when we come back, maybe Dan or Patrick will be here. Yeah. So let's see who shows up tonight.
All right,
I almost didn't show up tonight. I couldn't believe that we were up and ready to go.
I was just gonna just talk and I guess play music and hope some people called in and just do some goofy stuff over the air, dude. I wanted to see if I could just.
What were your ideas?
What did you?
I mean, how did you feel? You're like,
I got the
keys to the car. I'm gonna drive it around the block for a little bit.
Well,
right?
Since I was the only one here, I kind of just felt like I was just talking to myself, you know. So I was hoping someone would call in. So it'd be another voice over the air so I could just like bullshit back and forth with and just like talk about some nonsense. I was trying to think of things to talk about. So all I pretty much said was, all right, well, the show will start up soon as scheduled. Let me just talk for a while, see how you're all doing. Hopefully, you know, you had a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try and play a song. And stuff like that, man. Just waste a little time until one of you got here.
Okay, that's cool. And how did it feel, man? I mean, do you think you're going to have your own radio show on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock from now on?
Maybe, dude, maybe. But with someone else here, it seems kind of a little lonely or boring to just try and think of a bunch of stuff. And
there's
you guys'
some...
show is 2 hours, too.
Yeah, so. That's true, man. You know, there's some radio guys that could just go and sit in front of a microphone and just bullshit with nobody, you know, just with themselves. Yeah. Like they put themselves in the mindset that they're talking to like thousands and thousands of people and hanging out with them. It's kind of a crazy kind of a mindset to be in and stuff, you know, but in reality, you know, we are probably talking to a couple thousand at least right now, right?
Right now. They're here. They're hearing everything.
They're learning about us. They're learning about you, our new engineers. Great, man.
They're probably thinking, man, those guys are out of their head, or at least the engineer. Yeah. He's out of his mind.
The engineer sounds so stoned right now, man.
But he's not.
I want some of what he's fucking smoking, man.
That's that permafade.
Well, hey, man, why don't we take a break, and we got some songs to play. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what happened on Friday and... some more stuff to come, man. So we'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. Hopefully, Dan will be here.
Yep.
And yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, I need an officer at my house at 4315 San Juan Avenue.
Tell me what's going on.
My son is disrespectful. He stole my car on Sunday. The officer called me and told him my car was stolen. He's not coming home from school. He's just now getting in. He's supposed to do volunteer work at the Boys and Girls Club. Damn. I'm worried sick to death. Damn. He's disrespectful, motherfucker. I need an officer out here before I be committing a 187 because I'm about to kill this little bitch.
Ma'am, how old's your son?
He's 15. And what? I need help. And if I don't get it, I'm going to kill this motherfucker with this hammer. And I swear to God, if you don't send no motherfucker officer out here, it's going to be blood splatter. Every motherfucker going to be an O.J. Simpson in this motherfucking house. I need an officer, and I need him out here quick. I'm going to commit to beat his motherfucking ass, and I hope you record every fucking thing that I'm saying because I'm sick of tired of this motherfucker.
Ma'am, what's your name?
Monica Wilson.
Okay, do you have a hammer with you?
I sure do. I got a motherfucking
Monica.
Hammer. I should crack you in your motherfucking head right now, you little bitch.
Okay, can you put the hammer down?
No, I can't put no hammer down. Get the motherfucking officer out here.
Listen,
if y'all want to pass him over, be whipping a motherfucking kid ass, put me in jail, well, so be it. Put me in jail because I'm about to beat this motherfucking brains out. I brought him in this motherfucking world. I'll take his motherfucking ass out.
Okay,
so
listen.
You're going to get an officer here, Monica, or I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Monica.
So you better do it and move it.
Listen. Are you there?
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Liquor store. Hi, everybody. This is Kazu Nagahama. I'm listening to the Mormon music video. No, music, radio station.
More music, oh, yes. More music, the, radio pod.
The more music, oh. Radio pod.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. What's going on, man?
I'm chilling.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad you're here, man.
Me too, you know, man.
Fucking empty house tonight, man.
Yep.
Just, you know, getting back in the groove of things and stuff. We were off last week. You know, I don't know if you know that. Were you here last week?
Nah, we were gone for the whole week.
I thought you guys were throwing a party. You guys just told us that it wasn't going on.
I wasn't even here.
Ah, okay.
I'm always behind the scenes, too. You
yeah,
know?
Man.
Yeah.
Doing it, man.
Yep. Yeah.
So what did you do while we were gone, man? I mean, because you're dedicated to Skid Row Studios, man. Yeah. You're here all the time.
I just played a lot of guitar. I'm trying to write some new songs right now for my music, man. I'm trying to record some new stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah, just stuff like that, man. Just that's my main focus beyond the studio is my own music. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You're still working on that stuff, huh?
Yeah, man.
I think I got some of your music here, dude. Maybe we can hear some of it. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Oh shit! I don't think I have it, man. It's not on my.
No worries, man.
I'll get it on here though. I was listening to it. I was frying on acid to it actually.
I hope so. Hey, we got a caller, man. Hold on, Chess. 1 second.
All right. Hold cool. On. Yeah, let's check it out.
Is this Baloney's talk show?
Yeah, hey, what's going on? This is the More Baloney Talk Show.
Yeah, I like kind of junk like that. Mm-hmm. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the latest issues in politics and sports, everything that's going on right now. If you need to know stuff, we want to tell you about it. What's going on right now? Like, for instance, did you know that today, way back in history, about 500 years ago, they invented sexual lubricant.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. What is that, the girls use it first?
Right. It's to mimic the girl's natural juice that comes out in the vagina to make it easy for the penis to slip in and out of the vagina.
What's a penis again? What's that?
That thing that you're holding on to right now and you're rubbing real hard, you're probably holding it too hard and you might be hurting yourself. That's
well, your I was penis. always told that was called something else.
Mm. Hey, wait a minute. This voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does.
Who is this guy? We've heard this guy before, right? He's a regular caller to the More Music Radio Pod, right, Nick?
He should be here right now.
I know.
He should be in here with us.
It sounds like we have Patrick on the phone. Patrick, is that you? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm outside. I mean, I can never fool you guys.
Yeah, I know. We need to get like keys or something because we need a doorman. You know?
Yeah.
Because every time you get here, it's like we're already doing the show and we have to send somebody to go down and get it.
I know. Even though I have an excuse. I flew here with my arms.
You did?
You'll see I'm all sweaty when I come up.
Cool, man. I can't wait to see you. Hey, well, Nick will go down and open the door for you right now, man.
All right.
So just chill. Okay. It'll be all right. Nick's going to go down. He's going to fly down, and he's going to get you. And I'm just going to be here by myself. This will be the first time I'm here by myself.
Oh.
So let's see what we get into, man.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. I'm kind of scared because now I'm by
Don't
myself.
Don't be scared. You can wait till I come up.
Ooh. That might be good. All right.
Yeah. So I'm just standing here by the doors that are locked, and I'm looking at the Stewart and Associates, what do you call that thing? A pod? I don't know.
A pod trap?
You know, like a guy trap? Hangs out.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
A podium? No, that's for people that are talking about things.
I really hope you brought beer, man, because there's no beer here right now. And I'm about to drink somebody's fucking leftover margarita, and I don't know whose fucking vavas are on this fucking bottle, but I'm like that desperate right now. I'm jumping back into alcoholism, if you haven't noticed, you know?
Yeah. Well, actually, I have a beer order coming. I sent out to Beers R Us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Over here in downtown L.A., you can't buy beer anywhere. So you have to order beer. They have a beer delivery service. Are you there? That's it. I guess it's just you and me and whoever else is listening right now on the More Music Radio Pod. But when Patrick gets up here, I want to talk to him about what happened last week. I want to apologize to everybody who went down to the Belasco last week to go the Belasco in downtown Los Angeles to go see the Mormons, the Kids of Whitney High, the David Lieberhart Band, Sassafras, and Fuckass and the Grease Patrol. It was very unfortunate. We had this thing all set up originally at a place in downtown, and it fell through. And we got at the last minute. We thought we lucked out at this place, the Belasco basement. And then we got everybody, you know, wanting to go there. A bunch of people showed up. And when we got there, we were setting up. The owner comes down and says the show is canceled. And the reason that he said was lack of insurance. That he says promoters are supposed to bring their insurance. And it's pretty much like a bullshit excuse. Because what happened is he got a peek at some of the people that were showing up. Fans of the Kids of Whitney High, the players in the Kids of Whitney High were, you know, they had arrived there and they got there and they were trying to, you know, go down the stairs and stuff. And if you don't know who the Kids of Whitney High are, there, it's a group of alumni from Whitney High School, which is a school for disabled people. And so the members of the Kids of Whitney High are, what do you call it? They're disabled. So obviously, you know, these guys are blind and they're going downstairs, walking down to the basement. And I mean, there's no problem. It's like we can help them out. And, you know, it took a little while for them to get down there, but they finally got down there. But the owner of the Belasco saw the Kids of Whitney High and their crew and our crew. I mean, we didn't exactly look like we were there to go clubbing, which is that's the kind of place that the Belasco is, because there's people like lined up, you know, all hoochie mama'd out, ready to go fucking clubbing. Ladies are ready to rub their asses on cocks, and, you know, the men are there with their cocks, you know, almost out. I don't know. But anyway, so we didn't look like we belonged there. So the owner sees us, and then he sees the Kids of Whitney High going down the stairs, and he freaks out, and he says, and, you know, a buddy of ours, a Cholo Car Wash, our buddy Red, was actually there. And he heard the owner talking to the management, and the owner was saying like, man, they can't even get down the fucking stairs. There's no way this is going to happen. So he fucking canceled it. He gave us a bullshit excuse and the show didn't happen. So what do you think about that, Nick? That fucking sucks, right?
Yeah, man. That's like, cause I've heard of that band before, dude. And they've done tons of shows.
There's, oh yeah. You know, they've been around for fucking 20 years, man.
If those... Dude,
so the guy just didn't fucking know anything, you know?
Exactly. If those dudes could play their instruments, there's no reason for the fucking management promotion to be like, oh, we can't have them come play. That's like a liability.
Yeah.
Forget that, man. You know what?
It's not like he was worried about their safety. He was just worried about like any complaints, because he was saying like, oh, we don't have a wheelchair. We don't have access for a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, we'll take them down.
Yeah. I mean,
we'll carry them down, you know, old school, exactly. Before they invented ramps, you know?
They wanted a place.
We would just carry our homies down in the wheelchair. We're not going to leave them up at the top of the stairs, right, you know? We'll help them out.
Help one another out, man. Yeah. That's what music is about. Beyond playing, this shit's brotherhood,
dude,
man.
This guy was a fucking tight ass, man.
Yeah, you know, that's why I try to stay away from playing any sort of places that are like usually nightclubby type places, normally, you know, because those places, the way they go by stuff is just like they always have a stick up their ass, dude. They're never really about the arts like they say they are. So
they're not about, I'm nobody's not about in, the arts, man. You know what I mean? Everybody's just about themselves
and
money
kind of
and all
true,
that crap, you know?
Which is not good, dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. It was our last resort though, because first of all, it was a last minute show. A buddy of mine said, hey, we had this place in downtown. It's a cool place. I went to go check it out. It's a fucking really fucking cool place. And I think we will be doing shows at that place, the original place.
Oh, the original
place. The original place. But that place, it was new. The guy I was working with just got in there and it got double booked or something. The guy's like, oh, you know, somebody else was handling the shit.
Stuff happens, yeah.
Stuff happens. It got double booked. Sorry, we couldn't do the show. So I had the choice of like, okay, either cancel it, which that was my gut instinct to just cancel the shit, you know?
You had a feeling something was going to go wrong.
But I felt I was just like, you know, just like such a good lineup. Yeah, and I'm like, man, we got to make it happen.
Try and make it happen.
Forge ahead. Yeah, you know, that's the name of our EP, Forge Ahead. Forge that's what we're about. You know, we're about recouping.
Yeah.
You fall down, you get back up, just like the Mr. T video says.
Yeah.
You fall down, recouping. You get up, you dust yourself up, and you do another breakdance move, and you're ready to go.
Some mohawks and gold chains, man.
So the guy I was working with said, hey, you know, we got this place, the Belasco Basement, and, you know, it's the last minute, but it's open and we can do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, are you sure, man? Are you sure it's ready to go and we can do it? He's like, yeah, man, it's all good, you know, whatever. So that's what we thought it was all good.
Yeah.
And fuck, man, we got there. That's embarrassing, man, because the kids wouldn't.
It is, yeah.
The kids wouldn't. This is what you got to think of, too. Like, okay, obviously it sucks for the bands to get there, move their equipment in, and then to be told, okay, you got to get the fuck out, right? And then, but what really stinks, though, is, you know, and then also the fans that went through, there were a lot of people that we had to tell that, you know, was canceled. It was really embarrassing. People paid parking fucking go down there, man. You know,
stuff like that. It seems like
people wanted to see that show.
Yeah,
man.
It did look like a good lineup, dude. Even Adam from the studio was involved in that. You know, good lineup of bands.
Adam Shankman, from the Adam-O podcast on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on SkidRowStudios.com.
Whoop whoop. Man, usually when you got to cancel something like that day of, like as the show is about to be starting, so it's kind of like a little like awkward or embarrassing. Like you, it makes you look unprofessional, I bet, when that wasn't even the case, man. It was just like, so they just like kind of screwed you guys last minute as you were coming in.
Right.
They said, oh, it's off. It's canceled.
It was just a fucking screwed up fucking thing to begin with, I guess. You know what I mean? We should have felt, you know, the first instinct and went with it, but we didn't.
Yeah.
You know, we just wanted the show to happen and it looked like it was going to happen. The spot, the basement part looked really cool. Like it reminded me of an underground Hong Kong cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Hong Kong cafe a long time ago in LA. I don't know if you heard the legend of Hong Kong cafe, but back in the '80s, that was the fucking shit. That was the place
to go
see
to go, like
fucking punk rock shows, fucking crazy fucking shit. Yeah, man, it was good.
Hong Kong Cafe.
Yeah, and luckily I got to go to a few of those.
Was that Madam Wong's? Is that
that
spot? But Hong Kong Cafe in the '80s in LA, huh?
Madam Wong, I think, is like one of my neighbors when I used to live in Lincoln Heights. You know, like, Madam Wong, lived like around the corner.
I'm sure of it, dude.
But yeah,
I'm
man. Sure but you know, the good news is that it looks like we're gonna end up to still be able to do that show.
Yeah,
we're gonna. We're thinking right now. It's tentative. I don't want to say it's for sure.
Yeah,
but so far so good. It looks like everybody's back on board. You know, and. We're just waiting to hear from the Kids of Whitney High and David Lieberhart Band, and I think we might be doing it at the Blue Star. You been to the Blue Star?
I haven't been yet, but I've heard of it, and it seems pretty legit. I think there's a show there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the flyer on it for it somewhere on the internet, and that place seems pretty legit. So I'm
it's a cool place, man. We played there a bunch of times. They're fucking, it's a cool spot.
Yeah.
They grill burgers for everybody there.
It's a cafe, bar.
It's like it's a perfect like summertime venue too. So it's outdoors, you know, it's fucking, you know, it's nice and warm outside. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's a good event, man. It's a good place. And I think it might be happening on Saturday, July 28th.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the next broadcast, we know. Oh, and by the way, man, the next broadcast next week.
Yeah.
Get excited, man, because
what's happening?
The Kids of Whitney High are coming in next week on the More Music Radio Pod.
Awesome.
And we are going to have some fun with the Kids of Whitney High here on the More Music Radio Pod. It's going to be so awesome.
We got a caller.
Right on. All right, caller, you are on the air on the More Music Radio Pod.
Hey. Hey, listen, bitch, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, buddy! We're just having a party over here in LA, man. Where are you coming from?
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like somebody's on some good shit, Nikki. Yeah, hey, can I call you Nikki? Does that sound cool?
It's all right, man.
Oh, man, I love doing a radio show.
Yo,
what's up, man?
Is everything back on track or what?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it? Is this Jeremy?
This is Jeremy.
We need God music right now. Oh, Uncle Jeremy is calling in.
What the fuck?
You're calling
hey,
in,
listen,
man.
What's going on?
I forgot how you sounded
listen,
like.
Dude.
What's up, man?
I'm fucked up, dude.
I know. You've been fucked up for like the last month, right?
Dude, I've been fucked up every night of the week for the last month.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, listen.
But
they don't got no fucking Cali weed, though, dude. They don't got no Cali weed here, dude.
No, of course they don't, dude.
Dude, you're fucking trashed right now. Dude, that's not evil, dude.
That's kind of evil, Jeremy.
Fuck, man. You fucking
listen to this, dude?
Everything's good.
You like it? Oh my
gosh, dude. All right, listen, I'm very fucked up.
Yeah, man. Hey, so what's going on? You found an apartment there? You're in New York now? Now you're an East Coaster again, huh?
I'm at 173 Ludlow Street. You want to come visit me?
Yeah,
I'm in
man.
Apartment 2D. 2D. I'm right outside of Katz's Deli. Katz's Deli is where you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck.
Hey, so are you gonna get? Wow,
damn,
man,
dude, Jeremy, you're
it's actually kind of creepy, man.
Yo, who's in the studio tonight? Who's in the studio tonight?
Me and Nick, and Patrick's gonna be here too.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Nicholas gotta be live. You know, he gotta be open. Nicholas, where you at?
Nicholas. I'm right here, dude. How you doing? What up, brother?
Hey, Nicholas, what's going on tonight?
Just chilling, man. We're just here at the studio.
Nicholas, all I see is you on Facebook trying to get some poo-tang, dude.
Oh, yeah,
you're
that's
trying
right.
trying to get some poo-tang.
It's true.
Nicholas, you're trying to get some pussy.
Yeah, it's true, dude. It's true, brother.
Pussy.
Dude,
man, you're
fucking wild right now, dude.
Oh, my gosh, Vince. Damn. Yeah, it's true, Jeremy. I'm trying
damn,
to get some
dude.
Pussy this summer.
I wish I was having that much fun, dude. Fuck. Should have seen how fucking stressed out I was getting down here, man. Jesus Christ.
Hey, Vince, what's going on tonight?
We're just hanging out tonight, man. Next week, we're going to have the Kids of Whitney High in.
Listen, tell me what happened with the gig, dude. That was a fucking ultimate gig.
Yeah, man, it fucking fell through. I was talking to Nick about it the last half hour.
Listen, Vince, I looked at that lineup, and I was like, holy shit, I wish I was back in Los Angeles for that lineup, dude. And the fucking dude fucked it up, right?
That's right.
Tell me what happened.
Right. So what happened was we had the it was a last-minute thing to begin with, right? That fucking, the first venue fell through, should have canceled it, but we were like believing in just the glory of the lineup and we wanted it to happen and we just wanted to fight through it. We got this this other hookup to this other place. We get to the fucking place the day of, the fucking owner fucking sees the Kids of Whitney High, freaks out because they're blind and they can't get down the stairs, and he like makes up a bullshit excuse that he didn't have insurance for the show and he had to cancel it and all this fucking bullshit. So it got canceled. But it's going to happen again.
Owner makes some bullshit about insurance.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit, dude.
Mm-hmm. He said that he talked
you
to his lawyer.
That,
he
right?
would love. Yeah. Oh, of course, man. Like me and Michael Monaghan of Kids of Whitney High, the teacher and the bass player and the guy that I was working with, you know, whatever, went to go talk to the guy. The guy didn't give a shit, man. He was just like, fucking, no, we can't do it. No, sorry, you know. That's not going to happen.
When I saw that flyer, I was like, fuck, man. I regret coming over here because that was the perfect fucking lineup, dude.
Perfect.
It was perfect.
Well, tell you what, man. It looks like it might.
Fuck us in the Grease Patrol.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Mormons. Kids of Whitney High. How can you fucking beat that fucking lineup, dude? You cannot beat that lineup.
There were a lot of people there too, man. It was so embarrassing. There were people that we had to fucking turn away from the fucking show. It sucked.
Oh, God damn
I was
it,
so
dude.
Fucking
God
pissed off.
It.
I couldn't fucking think, dude. I didn't know what to fucking do. Like, I really, honestly, I was so fucking pissed that I wanted to fucking like cry.
Did you punch anybody in the face?
No, I haven't done that since our last live broadcast.
Because you like punching people in the face.
I don't. I don't, but I will.
You like it. You like it.
You like it, asshole.
I saw you at the fucking Eagle Rock Lanes, dude. You fucking fucked that motherfucker, dude. You fucked that motherfucker.
Hey, man, he was fucking with me. I had to get him off.
Dude, in the face, dude.
I don't condone violence, but yeah, I will fuck you up. He is
fucked
up. Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. Hey, so.
Yeah. Me and Tony here. We don't even know where the fuck we are in New York City right now. We don't even know where we are, dude. We don't even know that we popped into a bar and got fucking wasted.
Oh, my God.
And
hey, are you going to remember this tomorrow?
Right here, right now, with me. Sonya Fierce. She's here with us right now.
Tell Sonya what's up.
Sonya. She's listening to the broadcast live.
Oh, yeah?
We can't believe. Listen, dude.
Patrick's
here. We are here in New York City.
Patrick just got here.
One of them fucking Skid Row studios is still going in Los Angeles, California. We are 3,000 miles away. This is. We love what's going on, man. And we fucking love your show, dude.
Thanks, man. And thanks for letting us do the show over here at Skid Row Studios. I'm glad that everything's fixed, man. I was a little worried because I was worried too, man.
I was worried, but we got fucking technical problems, you know, and it just happens sometimes.
So what did you have to do? What did you have to do to fix it?
Completely reinstall the fucking control room computer. Starts from scratch, very, very much starts from scratch.
Damn.
But listen.
It's all good.
Listen,
or what?
Skid Row Studios
is the shit.
We're doing something revolutionary, dude. We are doing something that means something to the people.
Yeah.
And it starts with your show, dude. It starts with your show.
Thanks, man. We're on board, man. You've known that from the get-go. We want to do some live broadcasts. When are we going to be able to do that? Like remote broadcasts? You got to teach us the way.
I want you to do the remote broadcast. All you got to do is that box that's in the talk room computer, you got to just do some shit with it and do broadcast. Hey, listen, man, talk to me about shit that's drunk. Okay, talk to me about shit that's drunk.
Damn, man.
Hey, dude, how's New York, Jeremy? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Hey, Nicholas.
What
Nicholas, what I gotta do is say that you're the fucking homie from Pomona.
Yep,
you're
hell
the fucking homie from Pomona.
You can't even
and
say
Nicholas,
Pomona, dude.
Nicholas is keeping that shit live, dude, live.
Yep.
Live.
I'm out here doing that, dude. No worries, man. I fucking love
Nicholas,
this place.
Huh? Nicholas, you're the shit.
Thanks, dude. You too.
I'm screaming that in the fucking East Village right now.
Hell
East
yeah.
East Village, Manhattan.
Tell them about us. Tell them about me, dude. Tell them about Vince, too. Tell all of New York about our studio.
Hey, listen.
I really wish I was that fucking drunk, man. I'm like trying to get
drunk.
Patrick just showed up with the beer, and I'm like stone cold sober.
Vince,
yo.
Vince, one thing I got to tell you, Vince. Will you promise to come here in New York City when I send you a plane ticket?
Yeah, we all will. Send us all plane tickets and we'll be there.
I'm not kidding around, man.
No, I'm not
kidding
either.
Around.
I ain't fucking around. You want to go?
Yeah, I love free trips.
You want to go, Nick? Let's go. The whole More Music Radio
Pod
crew.
Dude. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Next week, I'm going to look at spaces for Skid Row Studios here in New York, motherfucking city.
Hey, you see poor man?
Put
you,
it together.
You see poor man over there?
Hey, man. What's up, dude? Hey, I got a hear on a guy on the street. Want to be on radio program?
Radio. Talk. How y'all doing out there? I'm on the street.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm
You're
in New York. I'm in Little Italy right now.
I love Little Italy.
Boots, buckles, and hats. talking to a guy. He's got a guy in a shirt all fucked out. Hi. Now, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it, man. Hey, you're on a radio show right now. Aren't you excited?
No.
No?
I've been on many times.
Hey, yeah. Well, why aren't you excited right now, man? Come on, be excited.
I'm excited.
Scream at the top of your lungs right now.
Hey, scream. Scream out loud, dude.
Scream out the More Music Radio Pod.
What are you saying?
It sounds like Chickster.
Mm. What?
Come to L.A. and hang out with us.
Shit.
Right?
Where are you?
Los Angeles, California. You
ready? Hot women out there?
Oh, yeah, man. They got all pussies and stuff
and
tits.
What part of L.A.? I've been all over. Redondo,
downtown Los Angeles. Downtown L.A.
Cool. L.A.'s fun most of the time. Sunshine. The feeling's laid back.
All right.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a beauty.
Well, good talking to you.
All right. Nice seeing you, too.
All right. Good ones. All right, then. Hey.
Jeremy,
you
where'd you go, dude?
Hey, man.
Hey, fuck that guy. I hated that guy. That guy was
nothing to the
That guy sucked.
He was just shit.
This guy's Italian Jewish, man. Jewish in Italian.
Hey, so before we go, man, what are you doing tonight? Hey. Where are you headed to?
Right now, we're going to try and make our way back to my apartment. Sonia's dancing with the Italian Jewish dude. She's dancing with him.
Uh-huh.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. You know what I'm fucking saying?
I love it when the girl I'm with is dancing with little dudes.
We got to take
a break, man. I don't mean to cut off the boss of Skid Row Studios, but we got some stuff to play, man.
Okay. Play that shit. Have a good fucking night.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
We checked in with you. We're having a good time. This is New York motherfucking city, okay?
Cool, man. Thanks, dude. Hey, call back later, man, if within the next hour, if there's anything that interesting comes up.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. All right, Jeremy, man. Jeremy Skid Row Studios. Okay, let's play these songs. Let's get these fucking beers in our guts, and let's get drunk and continue with the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Hey, we got another caller.
Your mother, fuck you, eh?
Fuck you, eh?
Honey, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Mom, eh?
Fuck you, eh?
No?
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, you know what? You don't got nothing better to do, huh?
Fuck you, eh?
No, not fuck me. You know, you don't have nothing better. If you had enough balls, you should come over here and tell me in my face.
Fuck you, eh?
You little pussy.
Fuck you, eh?
Phone as an excuse, you know? How come you don't come over here?
Fuck you, eh?
You're a fucking little pussy. Come over here. Look, if I find out who you are, I already traced your car, you fucker.
Are you okay?
Right?
Are you okay?
I traced your car, and if I find you, think you're gone. So why don't you just go and do something good?
Hey, fuck you, eh?
Don't phone your mom, or I'll bring her over and I'll work on her. Then you'll be happy.
Fuck you, eh? Hey, fuck you, eh?
You know what? You know what? Keep back, dude. You know what?
Huh?
Be a fucking man.
Okay.
Come and tell me in my face, all right?
All right.
Sick and tired of your fucking bullshit by the phone. Is that what you are? You're a little pussy who all you can do is talk by the phone? Dude, I have enough balls to come over here and know who you're talking shit to, fucker. Don't use a fucking phone. You know what you are? You're a little rancor and a pussy, dude.
Is that it?
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that shit, dude. What kind of shit is that? That all you do is call and fuck you and fuck you? Dude, have enough balls to come and talk shit to people's face, fucker.
Hey, fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Row Drop.
Thank you.
but what you staring at, bitch?
You're robbing the store, young man. And I'm telling the manager.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, wrinkled, honky motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Telling on me. What she think this is, junior high?
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. What's going on, man? What's up? Okay, Nick is fielding some phone calls right now. We have some callers on the air. And we have Tony from 8-Bit fame coming up to the studio. We're going to be hanging out. We just got off the phone with Jeremy, a very drunk and fucked up Jeremy. What do you think about that, man? Jeremy was so fucked up on the phone.
He was. It was like, it was really funny, but it was actually like kind of a little like...
it was
kind
of scary creepy, and creepy.
Creepy, scary, like some... it reminded me of the Joker.
Yeah.
Like, laughing and just very maniacal, dude. But mm-hmm. I bet him and Sonia were just walking around city of New York, just like probably super fucked up.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Must
dude.
Be nice. You ever been to New York?
Nah, I'm down to go. It sounds like a really good time, man. I usually hear people that are from New York come out here to LA because it's kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
And people from LA go to New York because, yeah, man.
Right.
I'd go there. You ever been there?
Yeah, you know, actually the Mormons got to go to New York one year. We went on a U.S. tour. We went all the way from here, Los Angeles, to New York and back.
It was pretty awesome, huh?
It was cool, man. You know, I got to say, though, like, New York is different from L.A., and here's the thing, like, it's very small and compressed. It's compact.
Yeah, huh?
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're like the type of person that's, like, not cool with being, like, around crowds of people and, like, being shoulder to shoulder... Well, you'll have, here's the thing is like, you'll have some difficulty, but there are also some really cool things about New York, like the food, the subway system, and that's it, you know,
that's
the food and that's
it.
And then you can just go home. No, the thing, man, there's so much culture and everybody is like crammed together.
Yeah.
And, one thing I can appreciate about East Coast people is that they're not necessarily cool and they're not necessarily assholes, but
they don't bullshit.
They're not bullshit.
Straight up, huh?
They're straight up with you. If they don't like you, you'll know it.
Yeah.
Over here in LA, if people don't like you,
they'll bullshit.
They'll smile at your face, and then when your back is turned, they'll fucking grind that fucking knife right into your fucking spine. You know what I mean?
Fuck all that, man. Hey, we've got this caller though. You want
to? We got a caller in the air. All right, caller, you're on the More Music Radio Pod. What's going on?
Hey, man, it's Dan the Man, brother. I'm really digging the show.
Oh, cool, man.
Thanks the bands you played last time, they was pretty badass, man. Those, especially the punk ones, dude, this fucking kicks ass.
Yeah, well, let's see. We heard some, at the top of the set, at the top of last set, you heard the Dyslexics with Learning Disabilities. And
that
after that, you heard Toys That Kill. And that's off of their new album, Family 42. We just saw Toys That Kill on Friday.
I saw that on Facebook. It was like a raccoon biting something or something, right?
The raccoon bites, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking badass.
Raccoons are really mean animals. Have you ever encountered any raccoons? They're really kind of...
I barbecued a few, and they're very, very tasty.
They're intimidating.
Intimidating. Not really. They're very just with a marinade, the steak marinade, they're very, very tasty. You'll be surprised.
Mmm, that sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but, you know, the real purpose of my call is to say that Nicholas Chacon, man, he's my homie. He's standing on my show on Sunday. You got to check him out, man.
Going on? Tell us about the show that's going on.
Well, what it is Dan Gone Wild. I'm Dan the Man. I'm the Mexican Phil Spector,
mm-hmm.
and I promote shows. And I got Nicholas Chacon. I got this MC Malkin. I got the other Mule, the blues band. I have Adam and the Electrons Band. It's gonna go off, dude. That Second Street Jazz.
Yeah,
$5, man. Get your ass down there because Nicholas is a fucking chill dude. And he's
fucking there gonna be a lot of bitches man. There because Nicholas is looking for some pussy right about now.
I'm trying. You know, I'm old. I'm trying to get the young blood to bring it in. You know, Nicholas got to step that game up, son, you know?
It's true.
You know, less time fingering the fretboard and more time fingering chicks. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, dude, huh?
You're like he's a friend of...
But he's a badass dude, man. I'm going to get out of here and let you guys fucking handle your show. Remember Dan the Man? Dan Gone Wild Sunday at Second Street Jazz Yo in Little Tokyo. Much love, brother.
All right, cool, man.
See
thanks,
you then,
dude.
Dan. Take care, brother.
All right,
we'll see you, man.
Later.
Later.
So that was Dan. Hey, so now we are here with Tony. Tony, you're here now.
Hey, guys.
What's going
on,
man?
Going?
How you doing?
Good, good. All's well. Can't complain.
Tony from 8-Bit and from the Kids of Whitney High.
That's true.
Were there last week, last Friday.
Hello, oh, that caller? Was an awesome gig. Yeah.
It would have been an awesome gig, man.
Yeah.
That was going to be fucking really fucking cool.
The fiasco.
It sucks, man.
The fiasco basement.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all night.
Are you guys gonna sue or something? You guys could if you wanted to.
You know what happened is that when we were up there, the owner gave Michael from Kids of Whitney High. He's the head of Kids of Whitney High. He's a teacher, you know, worked at Kids of Whitney High, created Kids of Whitney High. And is that you, Nick?
Yeah, I thought there was a caller there. There's no one there, though.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Call back.
Call back. Call us back.
Yeah, we were up there talking to the owner, and the owner gave him a card and said, oh, man, anytime, any other night than tonight, we'll give you the room, everything. And then I got an email from Michael saying that the owner said, oh, you could have any night of any night, whatever, just has to be in between Sunday and Wednesday. And this is a huge fucking room. Like, this isn't the basement part. He's offering us, like, the huge amphitheater where it's, like, 1,000 people. It's
that
like,
sounds
like that sounds great, right?
Yeah, that's way to smooth it over.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah. See, he doesn't understand that he had the power to fuck us over, and he did that night by fucking canceling the fucking show. Caller? He could have just fucking let us do the show.
Hello, anybody there?
Are you there? Hey, we can hear you, man. I'm here. Oh, you're talking to somebody, right? Click your mic off because we can hear you. Okay, there you go. Nick is handling the caller right now. This is the new Skid Row Studios. So anyway, he gave us a fucking huge big room. So we'll see if we can get like Mr. Bungle in there or something. Then we'll jump on it.
Hey, Jeremy's calling again.
Oh,
Jeremy's
shit.
Calling. Yeah. All right, Jeremy, you're on the air.
What up, Jeremy?
Vince.
Hey, Tony's Vince. Tony's here now, man. Say what's up.
Yo, Tony, what's up, man?
What's up, Jeremy? How's New York treating you?
Fucking good, man. This is an amazing city, man.
It's like 2 a.m. there, right?
I think so. I don't even know what time it is, man. But they serve alcohol until 4.
So it doesn't matter.
Jeremy, have you been in that bar with the werewolf in it?
I live right a fucking less than a block from Katz's Deli, dude. That's fucking some bullshit right
Sounds
there,
Sounds like
dude.
Some bad news, man.
Ludlow and Houston, dude.
Sounds like you're going to be doing some grubbing over there.
Some what?
Some eating
those
sandwiches.
You don't even know. The fucking pastrami is ridiculous. The fucking matzo ball soup is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, man, I'm glad to hear fucking Tony in the studio. Tony, how's it going, man?
Good, dude, good. I'm trying to get as drunk as you are right now.
Dude, listen, man, I fucking respect you a lot, man.
Hey,
same goes, dude. Yeah, man, like, you're a good guy, man. You're a really good guy, man.
Thanks, man. Same to you. Hey, you got to check out Luger's, Peter Luger's, when you're there. It's in
Luger's?
A steakhouse. It's really fucking good. You'd like it.
Excuse me, caller. Please turn down your radio.
Yo, listen, right now, Sony is passed out on the street. Oh, and shit. I don't even know what street I'm on, dude. But we're going to fucking... Sony's passed out, dude. Imagine... passed out under some fucking lights, dude. Some illumination. She's fucking passed out, dude. But
watch after her, man. Take care of her. You gotta protect her.
I'm gonna protect her. Whatever she wants. It's cool, dude. But I wish she was in the fucking studio right now, man.
I
really wish I was in the studio because. We're having a little bit of homesickness, man. We had a good time here in New York, but, we had a good thing going on in L.A., so we got a little bit of homesickness,
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We'll be here. We miss you.
We're going to come back soon for a little visit. We're going to fly over there and have a good time. But
why don't you come back July 28th? Because I think that's when we're going to have that makeup show with the kids of Whitney High and David Lieberhardt at the Blue Star.
Oh, shit.
And when I saw that fucking lineup, I was just like, holy shit, this is the best lineup I've ever seen, dude.
Yeah.
It was the best lineup I've ever seen, man. But fucking some bullshit got in the way,
Yeah.
It's called racism.
It's true.
Tony, man, how's the studio going?
That's going good. The next project that we're having in there is actually my band. We were supposed to record Saturday, but it's not happening, so we're going to start up.
What's your band?
I'm in a band with Gardo and this dude Ben called Pico Camaro, and we've only played one show. But
this is the first time I heard the name, Pico Camaro.
Pico Camaro, right. Yeah. It's the new jam coming to a venue near you soon. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be setting up some shows too, man. And like, we're going to have our bands, our alternate bands playing and stuff, you know. We're trying to get 8-bit.
Hey, Vince, when we get all our shit fucking organized.
8-bit is going to play the show over here in LA. You got to
come
down.
Out to Los Angeles, or come out to New York City, man.
No, we will, man. We will. We will do it. Let's get that shit together.
Dude, I'll fucking send all you fucking dudes a fucking plane ticket. I don't give a fuck, dude.
We can
I don't
my
give a fuck, dude.
What the hell?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, dude. Fucking all you guys come out here and do a fucking show.
Yeah,
we're
down,
have a
dude.
Good time.
We're down to do it. We'll be there. We just, you know, just get everything settled over there, get everything started, and we'll be over there to do. Let's do the first live broadcast over there. How about that?
Seriously, it may be out of my fucking 100 square foot apartment, but we're gonna do the first broadcast here.
My grandfather has a nice two story house in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
There in West.
Shit, dude, you guys know people. You know people. You know more people than I fucking do at this point, dude. I'm here in the fucking Lower East Side, you know. I'm on fucking Houston and Ludlow. But you guys know some people, man. Like, we'll put some shit together. I went over to fucking Hipsterville, fucking Williamsburg, and I seen some shit. You know, I got to tell you, you know, like, the truth is that it's Hipsterville, but at the same time, those guys are doing some fucking interesting shit, man. I saw some fucking...
Really?
I, you know what? I don't want to fucking admit it. but those fucking Williamsburg motherfuckers are doing some interesting shit. I fucking stared in the face of a fucking monster, dude. I stared in the face of a monster. I looked in his face, and he didn't give a shit that I was looking at him, but I fucking looked at that fucking monster, dude. I looked at a monster.
What are you talking about, dude? What did you say, dude? See, he was doing this earlier.
No, it was in Brooklyn. Have, you know, like there's, you know.
What? What happened? Everything happened? What?
They have Connor Oberste, the guy that's the bright eyes guy. There's impersonators there in Brooklyn. They're just like, kind of like Elvis and Michael Jackson. There's a lot of those guys there. They actually made a movie about it called Don't Go Into the Woods. And you should, if you have an instant watch, you should watch that. It's directed by Vince.
Oh,
motherfucker. Really good.
Sonny just took her. She just rolled it, man. Sonny just fucking rolled it, dude. She rolled it, dude. She fucking rolled it.
What are you talking about?
She ate shit. She maybe fell off the curb.
Does that mean she fell down?
Hey, that's not funny, Jeremy. She hurt herself.
Now Sonny hates me because I mentioned that she rolled it. Ah, shit, dude.
Good time.
Yeah, holy crap, dude. Seriously, that's what I'm saying.
God damn,
hey,
dude.
This is the best show ever tonight.
Hey, is Skid Row Studios back on track or what?
Yeah, we're back. Yes.
Hey, Jeremy, we even have a new feature tonight, man. Uncle Daddy's movie reviews.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did Uncle Daddy say tonight?
I don't know. He's going to... You got to hear this, man. He's going to review... He hasn't done it yet. He's going to do a movie review right now. Is that right?
Okay.
No, this some creep sent this in, right? We don't.
Yeah,
know
I don't know, man. We got creepy fucking people sending these things in, man.
It's this kind of promo, kind of this demo. Like,
This is a guy who's pitching a show, Uncle Daddy, and we're gonna try to have him do a thing. But here's, listen to this, Jeremy. While you're on the lines, listen to this, dude. Hold on.
Okay.
Check out.
Oh.
That was opening to Girls.
Uncle Daddy's Movie Corner. With my special child.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Fuck it.
Daddy, need
Toothpaste
and mayonnaise. It's time to watch a movie.
My name is Nicholas Chikara from Virgin Pomona, and the home is from Pomona!
That sounds good. That's what a creep. I'm not even hearing.
Wow.
Whoa, dude. Are you alright?
That's weird, dude. Are you okay, dude? Is everything okay over there, dude?
Hey, everything's really good. It's just this city is very free about everything.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to go home like after the first or second day, dude. I'm like, I can't wait to go back to LA. Well, cool, man. Hey, you know what? We got to move along with the thing, but we just wanted to play that for you. We just wanted to play Uncle Daddy, okay?
Okay.
Be safe, Jeremy.
Are you all right?
You're Tony fucking man. I love you, dude. Love everybody too, there.
Dude, I was in New York for 2 weeks. Really? I thought I was going to fucking die.
You guys are good, man. Fucking do it.
Thanks, man.
Them subway trains. All right.
All right, dude.
Cool. All right, later.
Listen to the replay. Listen to the replay of the show. All right.
I will. Later, dude.
All right, then, man. Later on, dude.
Yeah. Fuck shit up. Fuck it up.
I want to be that dude. I want to be that dude. Yeah. All right. Later, Jeremy.
Later.
All right. Yeah, that's wild, man. He's fucking having a great time. Hey, you know what? We're having a lot of fun. Let's play some more songs, man. We got something from the Monoliters coming up, man. A really cool song about Mr. T's. And it's called Eagle Fighting Zebra. And it's right now coming up on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Oh, shit. Hold on. Fuck. Uh-oh. Did I fuck it up? Yeah, I fucked it up. Oh, hold on. Let me plug this back into the thing. Jeremy scared me, I think, and that kind of just threw me off. All right, now we're ready to go. Are you ready? All right, call. We're going to take that call when we get back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right, let's do it.
Yo, motherfucker.
Right on.
You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. @skidrow.la.
This is Isis Williams, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Whitman doing Tom Likas, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. These bitches do a good job.
Pod. All right, we're back. We went out to go smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, so these gentlemen did smoke cigarettes. I can't say that I didn't smoke, though. But I did smoke something, and it's medicinal for my brain. I regulate my own brain. It's self-medicating.
Yeah.
My brain stem.
You know what? I've been trying to get into weed lately. Yeah.
That's right. You were telling me, For all the time that I've known you, like you're like really against weed. In fact, you told me that heroin, that weed is just as bad as heroin.
Really?
Remember we got into that argument?
No, I don't.
You don't remember
that's
that?
That's probably all smacked out.
But yeah, so but it made you paranoid, right? Like it made you.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens you to and a lot your brother people, had the same know? The same reaction
when they smoke the weed.
I have the same problem, but yeah, you know, it depends on the weed too. I think.
What always happens to me? I'll be at a party and I'll be like fucking 12 beers deep, and then I'll be like, "Yeah, let's smoke a fucking joint, dude." and I'll smoke like a whole joint, and then I'll be all like, "Oh,
what's going? What do you say?
Everybody hates me."
Yeah.
We got Joel on the line.
Oh shit,
Joel. Hey, what's going on, Joel?
Hey, I was just calling in to see who that ridiculously incoherent caller was earlier tonight.
Dude, so are you? You've known Jeremy for a long time, right? Like, have you ever scared him like this?
Oh yeah, I've heard him like many times.
Oh yeah, so it's not. It's only new to us, right?
Oh yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. I don't know, a couple of years ago, I guess he's up in the city here. We're living up in the city, and. You know, I'm driving his car around the one night, his car he has now, and he's completely drunk, and he couldn't drive, and I'm drunk, you know, driving around too, of course, and we're driving, and he's, like, smashing on his window, like, on the passenger side window, and I'm looking at him, like, what the fuck are you trying to do, and he's drinking his bottle of wine that he took out of my house at the same time, but he's smashing on the window, I'm like, what do you want, what the fuck's going on? And all of a sudden, he just looks straight ahead and pukes, like, all over himself, man. It was crazy.
Gosh, man.
He's like, what the fuck? I was trying to open up the fucking window, and I couldn't get the window open, man. I want you to open the goddamn window. I was like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. You're just smashing on the window.
Dude, this was the time to ask him if we could smoke weed in the studio, man. I should have asked him that.
He would have said yes.
He would have said, yeah, man! Fuck yeah, smoke right weed now. In the studio, bro!
Right now he would have said, yeah. But,
Joel! Oh, my God! I'm back, bro! Oh, shit, dude! Sonia just fucking broke her face on the floor, dude! Oh, fuck! Oh, God,
that was great. Killed that.
Dude, that was kind of scaring me a little bit. I'm like, oh, my God. Because he's like,
oh, man,
seems
that's
like a...
Good. That's
him, huh?
If he's working like that and acting up like that, that's fucking good night, man.
Hey, man. Well, and Jeremy was on the phone. We were trying to play this really fucking creepy guy. Did you hear it? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, play it.
So this guy, dude, we're getting like creepy submissions, and this is like probably like one of the creepiest things that I've ever heard, man. All right, hold on. Okay. Jeremy was like being insane. It was more creepy, being more creepy than this guy. Over it, but I want you to hear this. Is it on?
Okay. Can't hear it.
Where's Uncle Daddy? Where are you?
Uncle Daddy's movie corner. With my special child, Chonita. My child, it's time to watch a movie. Are you okay, my dear? Are you choking on popcorn again?
That's Whoa. Gross.
Uncle Daddy. So what do you think, great. Man? Like a new segment? He does movie reviews. You think we should allow him on the show?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who Patrick is. Who's Patrick?
That stuff's awesome, man. It sounds like, it almost sounds like Exorcist. Like there's multiple personalities in there trying to get out. It's awesome.
Right. It's very creepy. And I think he might be the new movie reviewer. Uncle Daddy. You'll check him out in a little bit.
Do it up.
We'll see if he'll join us next week when the kids of Whitney High are in.
Right.
Next week the kids are coming in?
Yeah, the kids are coming in next week, segment. Man.
I'll be here.
I mean, I need to do that. You can edit that out, right?
Yeah.
I'm not doing
it. It's going to be good. So, yeah, dude. So it sounds good from where you're at, Joe? Is this like a weird show or what?
Every time I tune in, I don't listen to the whole show, but every time I tune in, I seem to always catch Jeremy when he calls in. He's usually fucked up and just a good time and I'm like, oh, man, I got to call and see what's going on. So, yeah, it's good.
Thanks
hey,
for
everything
coming.
Going good with you guys here?
Yeah, man, thanks for coming down last week and fixing the computers.
Yeah, he did most of it. That was all physical shit I had to fix, but, you know, it just took a week for him to get
everything else that gets done and worked out.
Cool. Well, yeah, man, we got to smoke that bowl. We didn't get to hang out too much, but you got to come down, man. You're closer than Jeremy, so you should be, you should come down regularly and hang out with us.
Yeah, great.
Well, cool, Joe. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, man. All right, I'll listen to the show.
All right, dude.
Talk to you later.
All right, man. That is Joel, the other, the, what is he? He's like a, he's Jeremy's buddy, and he's an investor in Skid Row Studios. He's a co-owner, right? Is that what it is? Co-owner?
Yeah, yeah.
Co-owner of the studio. All right. That's good. Yeah, so, you know, we did run kind of behind. I want to remind everybody the songs that we were listening to before, at the top of the last set. That's what they say in radio. They go at the top of the last set. You heard The Assholes, I think, wasn't it? No. We're going to hear The Assholes. Oh, that band, The Assholes.
Oh, no.
You know what? Let me play this stuff. I think a little bit of Jeremy's buzz kind of creeped through the earphones and is in my brain right now because I'm feeling a little loose. It could have been those tokes too, you know. But yeah, we got some songs to play. We heard some Kids of Whitney High. Throw Away the Trash.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and that's the one that I heard when it was going on Howard. Remember?
Well, it was
that's what we heard at Kids of Whitney High.
Mondo Video. They were in high school.
Yeah,
and you could rent the live performance from Mondo Video.
Mondo Video was on Vermont.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Used to do that. That's what we got turned on to them.
That's fun. Yeah, when you're all nerdy and like all got nothing better to do.
What's this? Video. I like this song.
I liked it. It was fun. All right, you know what? Let's catch up, man. Let's play these songs and then we'll wrap up the show. And maybe we'll get some more callers or something. I don't know. I'm having a good time, man. It turned out to be a good show.
It's a real good show.
All right, cool. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh!
Skid Row.LA.
Yeah, bitch.
You know what I'm talking about,
2012.
Bitch. World's gonna
I'm
end.
Talking about you and me. Me giving you receiving, bitch.
In your mouth.
You know that's right,
yo,
bitch. Give me head.
What the fuck am I getting, motherfucker?
Give me head.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, that's right, bitch. You understand me?
Give me head,
stupid whore.
Shit. I'm gonna get up inside your head and then
you're gonna give me head, bitch.
Chillin' with Mouth in Osaka Shinbu. Need to find a yellow skank to choke on my spoo. Walk to Nishinari where the red lights glow.
10,000 for a fruck, 5,000 for bro.
Shit. I said okay, I went inside. My dick was so big the bitch choked and died. Walked out the door, shot the pimp in the head. If I hadn't got head, he'd still be dead. Here in Japan, they call me the king of getting my dick sucked, you know what I mean? All I do is whip it out, and they start running. And in 2 minutes, yo, I be coming. Jizz in the motherfucking face. And in that moment, yo, I've disgraced the ancestors. And I cold laugh, because you know what I say? Bitch, give me head.
Give me head.
Give me motherfucking
give
head.
Me head.
Give me some motherfucking
give
head.
Give me some head. Better give me some head.
Goddamn fucking bro job, bitch.
Give me head. I don't want your elbow.
I want some fucking head.
What the fuck, bitch?
Hoes, bitches, cunt women, lend me your ears, your eyes, your nose, and mouth, and I'll finish in your hair. You can keep the bullshit up there, unless you wanna grind it down into lube, which you can flavor my tube. Don't show me your boob, I'm not thirsty, but you better be, and better be better than your best friend who made me pee in her oral cavity, cause she sucked at sucking, sucky sucking. What the fuck, you think this is something so lovely, so trite or so sexual? Shut the fuck up and stop being so technical. Your rectum hole's too small, and I'd rather have my balls slapping that cum hose that's under your jaw. Doo-doo-doo-doo, then I'll shark on your dog. You smell like a hog, bitch, suck on my log. Don't make me pry out your teeth with a screwdriver head.
Bitch.
Give me head.
Give me head, bitch.
Give me head.
Fucking head.
Give me head.
fuck is the shit I need?
I want some head.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Give me head, bitch. Fucking start fading out now.
Give me head.
Music Radio Pod.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. What's going on?
Rough.
Yeah.
It's rough outside.
Trying to do like a glottal, like acapella glot to this thing. I'm doing the. On the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Yeah. All right. Take it down a little bit. All right. I love these newfangled computer things, man. They can make you have a radio show and stuff, and it makes it easier to,
goddamn, to do it. Goddamn hot dog.
Yeah.
Come back to me right now.
Mm-hmm. So we're at the end of the show, man. What do you guys think, man?
Winding it down.
15, 30, 29, 28.
About 15 minutes left in the show.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Getting in some trouble. Mm-hmm.
See if there's any callers that want to call in. 800-893-9562 if you're listening to this on June 28th on Thursday at 11:42 in the PM on the Pacific time, then call in 800-893-9562. Now, if it's June 28th and it's 2:42 in the morning, or actually technically June 29th, 2:42 in the morning, and you're on the East Coast, call us up at 800-893-9562.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the East Coast too. I mean, when Skid Row NYC takes off.
Smell that yet?
Yeah, I don't smell it. Is that your burp?
It's Louisiana hot.
Those sausage. Hebrew Nationals.
Oh, man, we had some of that
Freshenese
this weekend.
Delicious.
We had the Bar S brand Louisiana Hot Links this weekend. Did you have any of those, Tony? They're in the fridge.
No. I had a burger, though.
Okay. They're good, man. We like to barbecue over at the Morbid Manor.
I've been having lonely barbecues. It's been me and you.
Yeah. Lonely barbecues just by yourself?
Just fucking a barbecue. I don't know.
Like, speaking of hot dogs, I heard that Hebrew National is not actually kosher. You hear about that? That just dropped. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
So there's
what happened?
I don't know. They just found out it's not really kosher. I don't really know what it means to be kosher.
What made it not kosher?
I don't know. I think it's like it wasn't blessed by like a rabbi or some shit.
There's certain things that cannot be in it. There's definitely no swine. You know that. Mm-hmm. There's other things too.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Well, nothing. They don't like animals that like eat dirt or trash or decaying things. Like they don't want dirty animals like that.
Well, pigs
roll around in their own shit.
It's like Pulp Fiction, but it also goes back to the olden days when you couldn't eat pork, you know, and make you sick. So.
You know what I heard? I was watching an HBO special about cannibals.
Yeah, those guys are
cannibals.
Cool.
And the guy, he was talking about what human flesh tasted like. And he says it's really close. He goes like a really nice cooked, slowly sweet honey ham.
That's what I heard too. Yeah,
and it's true. And you think about it too, because like you know they use pig valve hearts.
I can tell you guys from experience, right? It tastes like human flesh.
It's because the tissue is very close. Our tissue is really close to hog tissue.
There's no comparison. Human flesh tastes like human flesh. Doesn't taste like chicken. Doesn't taste like pork. Mm-hmm. It's like human flesh. I'm just saying.
How do you know? Have you eaten the human flesh before?
There's an animal recycler or something. Some guy's selling his penis. Went right up. And it's like, all right, I'll try it.
You'll buy it.
Yeah.
How much for was the guy? Was he just wanting some crack money or something?
$50
$50 for a penis?
Yeah, well, he fried it up for me too. It cauterized the wound.
I don't want to be rude to the man, did you get full or did it leave you wanting more of a meal?
I don't know if
I don't want to be. I don't want to embarrass the man just in case he's listening.
Well,
right now.
It was a average sized penis.
Did his penis fill you? Your stomach. Not, was it big? Like, did he,
no,
you know?
It was average size. It was like, it was, so you it was were, not erect.
You could have had dessert or skipped it.
Well, it was an experience. It wasn't because I was hungry. I wanted to go through the experience to know what human flesh tastes like.
How did that happen that you had that he just, you were just
the
looking
recycler's
for?
The recycler is crazy, man.
The recycler?
Yeah.
That's old school shit.
Look at the
recycler.
There was no one in Penny Saver. Guy was selling his feet, you know? I didn't go for that. It was like, that's too tough. There's bones you got to go through. Like
you're not
penis.
Like Eddie Murphy. You got to go for feet and shit.
So if there was a restaurant that sold human, would you try it?
Yeah.
I'd try it.
I'd
as
try
long
it.
As it was braised in breast milk.
I think I'd be really fucking human disgusted, though. Like, because, I mean, naturally, I mean, you could be like all cool and be like, hey, fuck it. I'll try human. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat it. But like, seriously, like you think about it, it's like, that's kind of fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, well, I'm dead inside, so like I would just eat it. And be like, yeah, whatever.
Hello. It wouldn't disturb you?
Maybe when that fucking if it looked like just like a steak or something, I could eat it. Mm-hmm. But if it looked like fucking like a human tongue or something, like fucking something that's like identifiable, like it was like ground beef, fucking hamburger, like
know.
No problem, I'd be like fine. But
you
if
guys
it resembles
seen the movie, Soylent Green, you know what? It's people, but not in the book. It's just still just soy.
Okay,
like it's the same shit for like you know when you eat meat generally like if it I can eat anything I don't give a shit but if it's like a fucking chicken foot like it's it's a fucking chicken foot.
I don't want
like,
to
eat
that.
You know,
tongue
fuck
or
that.
Like beef
they
tongue.
Sell
not,
chicken
not
feet.
Human tongue but beef tongue. Yeah, it's kind of a challenge, but you know.
Remember we bought chicken feet to play with them.
Yes, we did. That was
really
yes.
Hey, we got a caller.
Oh shit.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on the More Music Radio Pod. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? How's it going, everybody?
Going all right.
Yo.
So what's been the topic for tonight? Because my topic's been waiting on people people waiting on me, but when they say they will, but they're not going to.
Yeah?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? What are you trying to say?
Well, basically, I have this friend who... It's always lagging on me, but the minute I tell him I can't show up to work out on time, he goes to sleep and doesn't answer my phone call.
Man, I hate when that happens.
For the past two nights in a row, and it's really been pissing me off.
So you guys already have a set time to work out, and what happens? He just falls asleep? Just kind of blows
you
off?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, it's usually whenever I get out of work. Tonight I got out of work a little bit later. But I even asked him. I told him, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a little late. I don't know if you still want to work out. So mm-hmm. then he tells me, yeah,
like code
it's cool.
for something?
For
By the way, is that like code for something?
No,
like
it's
down
not code at all. Okay. It's code for working out.
Maybe he had a long day and fell asleep. Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't have a long day. He didn't have shit to do today. And all he did was sleep all day. And now he's sleeping again.
Well, I hate it when you're like wanting to work on your lats and like you just can't do it because your homeboy's sleeping and shit.
Yeah, it's troublesome. I just needed to get that off my chest.
Yeah, I hate it, man. People will say they're going to do shit and then they don't do stuff, man. I hate that. I need some sound effects to play like, you know, like fuck that or something like that. I got to work on this, man. I got some work to do, man.
How about this? Boing.
So instead of working out, I'm going to crack open a beer and get fat.
Right
there
on.
There you go.
Right
That's
on.
The answer for
12-ounce curls.
That's the answer for mine so far.
Well, thanks a lot for listening to me, you guys.
Thanks, man. What's your name again?
Steven,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montclair right now.
All right. Steven in Montclair holding it down. All right, man. Hold that
I'll
shit down
a beer for
us,
you guys.
Man. Yeah, thanks, man. And listen all again, right. man. And keep calling in, too. I'll come up with sound effects and stuff, and we can get, like, a thing going.
For sure, man. That sounds cool.
Cool. All right, man. Later, Steven.
All right. See ya.
Tell everybody in Montclair I said what's
Boing.
Up.
Boing.
I will. Peace.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. We need like a or something like that. Yeah, man. Cool. We're getting callers. Hey, this is a great show back, man. This is good.
Actually listening to this shit.
People are listening to this shit, man.
I always hope they weren't. I say such terrible things. I'm going to get fired.
What do you think? Should we let Uncle Daddy be the movie reviewer?
Oh, yes. I know who the fuck that guy is.
Man, what a creep.
He just submitted something. I don't know.
We have a reporter. We have now we're gonna get a movie reviewer, man. It's cool. Yeah. I don't know. Like at this point, I'll take anything. You know, just give me some sound effects or something. Yeah. You know, I need like a wacky horn, like a or something. You know, have like a wacky radio show. Like you know,
trying to think what I can contribute.
Hey, we had another caller.
Another caller
at
the end of the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you are on the air. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
You guys ever been to El Paso, Texas?
Yeah, we have been to El Paso, Texas, man.
Ever eaten Chico's Tacos?
I think we did.
Chico's Tacos? Is that in the detention center?
We play there.
No,
at the
no
Border
detention
Patrol?
Center.
Because that's where we got... That's the last thing that we had was over at the detention center.
Oh, shit.
In El Paso. We were detained at the Border Patrol. We went to go do our mobile unit at the South by Southwest, and we were driving, and Dan was driving the car, our drummer Dan. And let's just say if you were a cop and you see Dan driving the car, you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to fucking see what's going on in this car, you know?
Playing in a band.
We were up all night driving and shit, you know? It's not like we look like all like, you know, like we're going to church or anything, you know?
Oh, man. And I got to tell you about another story in El Paso.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
We went to El Paso, me, my wife, and my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And so my nephew says, hey, man, ever tried this lemon train wreck? And I'm all, what? He's all, lemon train wreck. And I'm all, nah. And he pulls out some weed. We get high in the bathroom in the hotel. And then... probably about 10 minutes later, I'm sitting there reading the newspaper in the dark. And my wife wakes up and she's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm all reading the newspaper. And she's like, you can't see anything in here. It's all dark. And my nephew's over there combing his hair. In the bathroom with the lights off.
What a weirdo, man.
I know.
Fuck, man. I need some of that.
It was me.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys ever...
This is Nick's uncle?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's rad.
It had to be somebody like Nick, right? This was when Nick was partying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's funny is Nick is combing his hair right now in the control room with all the lights off.
All the lights are off, combing my hair. Just here we go, finger combing it.
Yep, Nick was crazy back then. Oh, he still is.
He's mellow right now, huh? Tell us real quick. We got a couple minutes, but Was he like, when he was drinking, is there like a bad side to him? Like, you don't want to like, does he snap after a certain point? Like, he seems really cool and mellow.
Yeah, there's a time when he got agitated. He'd
yeah.
be like, oh, fuck that, man. Fuck that. I'm going to fuck him up. But now, yeah, now he's just like a happy guy. So.
Did he ever fuck anybody up? Like, does he have a reputation for just like knocking the shit out of people?
No, he'd turn around and kiss him on the lips.
Oh.
No, he wouldn't. No, we'd hold him back because we didn't want him to fuck anyone up.
Yeah.
You're protecting everybody brown.
Else. Yeah, you're protecting everybody else, right?
Yeah, Nick's down for the brown, so.
That's cool, man. That's a weird story. So he's just fucking combing his hair in the dark.
Yep.
I guess I was.
We like Nick, man.
Yeah, Nick is really cool. Guy.
Yeah. I like how it ended up. Like, all of a sudden, Nick is here, and he's, you know, running the boards and holding it down here, not only for our show, but a lot of other shows, right, Nick? I mean, you're doing, like, 2 or 3 other shows, no?
Nah, like, 8 shows a week.
8 shows? Yeah, God damn.
Yeah, 8 a week.
Damn, yeah. No, man.
So I just got to tell him I'm proud of him. So.
Thanks, dude. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, very good job, Nick. You. We're proud of you, too. That's really sweet, man. Theo calls in, tells him, you know, hey, you know what? You're doing good. You're doing good. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you, mijo.
What do you think about him not drinking and stuff? Like,
man, I think it's great.
Yeah?
He's a lot better person way better person. A
couple weeks ago, he was telling us all the crazy shit that he used to do, man. He used to be getting into some wild shit, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he'd be calling his aunt up. come bail me out.
Really? He's been locked up before?
No.
Yeah? He has, huh?
No,
he hasn't.
Yeah, he has, huh? Because I'm looking at him right now, and he looks like he did, like you brought something up.
Hey,
that...
shut up.
No.
Putting him on blast.
Him and 5 girls at a time. That's
wow.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what? I see him trolling on Facebook for pussy, man. He's horny right now. Nick is looking for pussy right now. He's like, hey, I wish I had a lady right now. I would bone the shit out of her.
Right now. Right.
No underage stuff, Nick. Hey, and your aunt wants to tell you something, Nick.
Oh, okay. What's up? We're speaking like this?
I love you, baby.
Oh, that's real. I love that, man. All right.
Thanks a lot.
That's
love
very
you too.
Sweet.
Oh.
All right, guys.
All right.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right. And give me a call, Nick.
All right. Take care. I will.
All right. Uncle Mike, huh?
Uncle Mike.
All right. That's Uncle cool, Mike man. Calling the More Music Radio Pod, man. All right. Hey, you know what? Before we go, I want to mention that we're playing this Saturday, June 30th. Hopefully you'll hear this. You're listening right now or you're hearing it on the podcast soon enough. June 30th at the Stardust in Downey with Panic Movement and Million Kids and another cool band. I forgot the name of that one. I Got Nightmares from that or something like that. Really fucking cool. It's going to be at the Stardust in Downey. It's going down. And that's pretty much what we got going on. This and then the other thing we got looking forward to is that covers party we're going to play. Special invite if you know us.
Invited, suckers.
Yeah, you're not invited unless you know us and you're nice to us.
And Urban Struggle.
We're going to be covering a Dead Kennedy song and a Vandal song. And we're going to be hanging out with people like the drummer from the Pixies, Dave Lovering. We hang out with him. I played cards with him. It's really cool. You should be nice to us and like be cool. We'll invite you to this cool shit.
This just in. The Stardust is next to the original Bob's Big Boy. So
okay, cool. Good. We'll check that shit out. All right, so follow us on Facebook.com/TheMormons and on Twitter/TheMormons and follow the More Music Radio Pod at MOR Music Radio. All right, this is the end of the show. Thank you. I want to thank Nick. I want to thank Patrick. I want to thank Tony. I want to thank ECR for hanging out with Patrick, making sure he just stays out of trouble. And we will check you next week with the kids of Whitney High on the More Music Radio Pod.